All right, it's time to check in with Bobby Gales and today's special guest. Bobby, you got it.
All right, thanks a lot, Tommy. So this morning, family, I'm focusing on men's health, prostate cancer to be exact, and why it's so important for men to get checked on a regular basis. So my guest this morning is my good friend, Dr. Denise Asafu-Ajay. She's a urologist out of Loyola University in Chicago. Dr. Asafu-Ajay, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. So let's talk about why it's so important for men to get screened regularly for prostate cancer.
So prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers that afflicts men. And I think, you know, particularly for black men, rates of prostate cancer are higher and they tend to be more aggressive. Prostate cancer now, there's so many different ways we can treat it. And with it being so common, there's just no reason that you shouldn't be screening for it. You know, screening typically is between ages 55 and 70, but we do start screening earlier for men that may have first-degree relatives, like if your dad had prostate cancer or your brother, or if you have other risk factors. But it really is important, you know, for us to get more men screened because there's just so many more ways for us to treat them now.
Exactly. Now, the importance of the PSA and the digital, I mean, it's, you have to do both, right?
You have to do both. And the reason for that is, you know, the PSA is just a blood test that gives us a marker of your prostate function. You really have to correlate that with a physical exam. Nothing beats a doctor's touch. And even though I know that a lot of men may not be excited about a digital rectal exam, it takes less than 10 seconds, but it gives us so much information, especially for us to be able to see if we need to take further steps to, you know, work up if we are concerned about prostate cancer. But I really emphasize you have to get both. And, you know, luckily now, there's also really great imaging. And so imaging also helps us to, you know, further assess whether or not, you know, this may be something we have to be concerned about. But just take the first step, get yourself tested, and get those digital rectal exams.
There you go. So for those who would like more information about your specialty and, of course, about prostate cancer in general, can you give us a website people can go to?
Yes. For information about prostate cancer and men's health, one great website is the American Urological Association. That's www.auanet.org. You can also check out my website for information about men's health and prostate cancer. That's www.drdeniseofficial.com. And I also post lots of information about different men's health topics, including prostate cancer, on my Instagram, which is drdenise_official.
Fantastic. Dr. Asafu-Ajay, I want to thank you very much for taking time out to share this very valuable information with our listeners. Really appreciate everything you're doing. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.
My special guest there, my good friend, Dr. Denise Asafu-Ajay, a urologist at Loyola University out of Chicago. Okay, let's take a look at traffic now. Angela, what do you have for us?